Okay, hi guys. How's everyone?
Good. I'm a bit tired.
Yeah? Yeah, me too. So, how are you guys liking the novels so far? Like, are you guys almost done?
Yeah, almost done. Like, it's the story's progressing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Okay. So, what's, like, in your opinion, like, why is the ruling class, like, oppressing the others? And, like, what is unfair with the social structure in the novel? So, like, in your novels, like, what's the social structure kind of?
In my opinion, the ruling class oppresses the other classes because of greed and because it benefits themselves. Mm-hmm. And because they have the most power and influence to make change, but most people will use it to further increase their power because they don't care about, like, they're fine with the poor becoming more poor and, like, while they become richer and richer.
Yeah.
So, like, they do it because they can.
For me, I think the same way. I said, I think the ruling class oppresses the other class to show that they have power and they use them as their own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since generation, people always strive for power, and because then you could do so much with your ability and you have so much opportunities when you have a lot of power. And I think selfishness overpowers humans sometimes, and people's morals are based on their selfish values most of the time. So I think, to answer what is unfair with the social structure in the novel, families who are minorities, like Kita's family, tend to be abused and have restrictions to have true freedom. And Kita's family didn't have a voice to share their own opinions. Like, Kira's father was stopped at the Pink Palace because he used to write a lot. So he was caught by the Pink Palace and was abused for doing that, to share his own opinion about a certain topic. So these limitations that minorities have in this novel is, I think, really unfair because they don't have a voice and they don't have freedom to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the ruling class just wants to keep their power and not help, like, the poorer class, because they use them, like, to make their money and stuff. But in my book, the ruling class is not the richest class, but in this case, like, the class that is in power and in military rule, and they're, like, trying to take over the world, and the German army is completely oppressing the Jews by not even letting them live and completely denying their ways of life. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is unfair for them.
Yeah. I think, like, kind of agreeing with, like, what Nick said. Like, the ruling class, like, oppresses the other classes. And it's, like, their way of maintaining their power and wealth. And for those who don't, like, have enough money to support themselves and their family, like, life becomes, like, really troubled. And it's filled with, like, misfortunes. And often it affects the generations, the future generations, because of that, and it's, like, rare to, like, get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how is, like, the social structure, like, really affected your, like, protagonist?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, do you think it could be a different story if they were in, like, another class?
So I forgot to answer part of the first question. Can I get back to that? So
yeah,
there's a minority race in my book called the Hazaras, and that's what Hassan and his father is. And it's really unfair because there's, like, social, like, views in the book that are racist to them and, like, think that, like, they're beneath them. And even Amir starts to adapt this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfair because, like, you can't just judge people, like, by their race. Like, people like Hassan, they're, like, the nicest purest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, when they moved to America, like, Amir, he was, like, living, like, in, like, wealthy family, and his, like, father was really respected, but they moved to America, they had to flee, so they went there of nothing, and suddenly, like, they're living in, like, a one-story home, and, like, his dad has to work in a gas station, and he's, like, really hardworking, and he, like, eventually has to, like, start from the bottom.
Yeah.
And it just shows that, like, government doesn't really necessarily care about all its people.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the second one, that was the social structure effect of my protagonist. So Amir's father is well known and respected in the community, so their family's, like, higher up in the social class system. And it's affected Amir because growing up in, like, a big estate and having servants, he's develops a sense of entitlement and becomes accustomed to getting and doing whatever he wants. And this is shown by his relationship with Hassan in the story. And although him and Hassan are best friends, he sees Hassan as like his servant. He sees him as like he's beneath him. And because he sees Baba giving Hassan attention, Amir tries to assert himself by passive aggressively attacking Hassan by like mocking his ignorance. He's like carefree and he doesn't really get like offended.
Hassan. Yeah.
Or like playing tricks on him, like calling him an imbecile because it means smart and intelligent, or like making up his own story when he was reading a book to Hassan.
Yeah.
And like, in my opinion, if he didn't grow up so spoiled and was actually able to assert himself against anyone else but Hassan, he would have been able to stand up for Hassan when he needed it.
I think Kida's family was personally struggling as a minority. So it was hard for Kida's family and for Kida to have freedom of speech, so they couldn't really have their own opinion, like I said before. And I think that affected Kida a lot when he was in the freedom state, because he really isolated himself and he was like, oh, I'm not part of everyone here, like I'm like here illegally and I'm really poor, like I don't know what to do. So he kind of, like when he's riding the bus, he always sits at the back, trying to feel like unknown, like he wants to be isolated because he knows that he's different and his social classes are different from them. And so Kida's family in general, they couldn't do what they wanted to do and say and what they wanted to say. And I think if Kida was a middle class, his family would have been much stable because parents would have had more opportunities and they would have had freedom of speech. So I think if Kida's family was in a different social class, I think they would have really had a different lifestyle, and also I don't think their parents would have died.
Yeah.
So I think that would have been a very different scenery. But
for my book, Ellie's family before the war was relatively high in the Jewish social class, and his dad was a part of many Jewish councils. And this gave them the opportunity to hear what was going on like within the Jewish community and be one of the last transport trains into Germany. But even if he was in a different social class, he was still a Jewish, and this was his identity, and the Nazis were still going to take him to the concentration camps anyway, so it didn't really matter.
I feel like for Baby, like, she's, like, the lower, like, the lowest class because, like, her dad doesn't make money. Like, he's literally in and out of jobs. But now he's, like, selling things and, like, he's, like, a solicitor, basically. He goes door-to-door and, like, sells things. And, like, he makes money, but he's not supporting Baby, it looks like. So, like, I feel like this affects her because she makes friends with people that are only like her. So she's not trying to, like, diverse kind of herself and look, oh, maybe this is better for me and this is what I want. And I think her not being exposed to that kind of affects her. And like, I feel if they were in a different class, she would have been able to kind of stay in school, because it seems like she's not going to school that much anymore. So like, she could stay in school.
Is she purposely not going?
I think she's just like hanging out with Alphonse. I can't remember how to pronounce it now, but like, she's just hanging out with him, it seems like, all the time. It doesn't look like she's going to school. So, like, I think it would have affected her and, like, she could have stayed in school, really, and continue. And also, no one cares about the poor kid. No one, like, really does. Like, let's be honest. Like, in this book, no one wants to help her. So it seems that if she maybe were in a different class and she were having these problems, I don't know.
Because it's, like, society-wise, they're just like, oh, you live your own life, I live my own life.
I don't know why, but maybe it's because even the middle-class kids, like, they know how to reach out for help, versus, like, the lower class is, like, you're not going to help me, and it's kind of a hesitant step forward, because it seems like they have to fight for what they get. So for them, it's like, no. But I feel like even for Amy's book, like, this would really apply for Amy's book, because, like, everything in her book is about structure. So I feel like that really affects her protagonist, because she's not here.
She's not here.
I'm like, but that was something I was thinking about.
I think think like people don't really help the lower class because most people haven't gone through it, and like it's not until you like been through it or like
or seen it,
documentaries or like seen it, then you like reach out.
Like even if you go to like downtown East Side, like the leadership class does like Oppenheimer Park, like going down there and seeing what people have to go through and what they do, where they live, like they live in the park. It's like tent cities, so it's like just seeing what they do. It's kind of like you can you kind of resonate with it, including when you talk to them, because you're like they're just like me, but they don't have like an education, they can't get a job. 2 minutes also because of drugs sometimes, so
and on the outside you see like drugs and like homeless, but if you actually talk to them, see like who they were before.
I remember we went to that part for our law field trip, and one of the guy who was like, oh, I was a teacher before, and now like
Some people just lose their jobs, right, and they have nowhere
then
to go.
He just happened to be homeless, so we don't know the full story.
It's really sad. It is, and I feel like that resonates with Baby because, like, she just, she's basically on her own, like, and she has to hang out with people that she probably shouldn't be hanging out with. So, like, do you think, like, your characters could ever break out of their social class?
I think it would be really hard for my protagonist to break out of his social class because people from Freedom State is stating that people who is in Freedom State illegally needs to be sent back to where they came from. So they had this little protest, like Freedom State, they had this little protest. They're like, well, people who are here illegally, they need to be sent back because they don't even belong here. They don't even, they're not even here legally. So they should like not be here. Like, why are they here, right? So because of all that protest happening, and he can't really say his actual name because then he'll get caught for being there illegally. So it's really hard for him to, because he went to the bank a couple of chapters before, and he couldn't make a bank account because he couldn't say his real name, and they're like, I need your ID, I need everything, but then he was like, no, I can't do it, like right? So he can't I don't think it's possible for Kita to break out of his own social class, and especially because of his personality, he's very shy, like he's very quiet, and he thinks a lot on his own. He doesn't really like to talk to other people. He started to a bit these days, but like not usually. He's like very like isolated, like I said.
Yeah, like you talking about like people being in Freedom State illegally, it's kind of like with the USA, and they're immigrants, and like they need to be deported, they don't belong here, legally or illegally, and it's kind of like that's how you could relate real world to that book, because it's like that's what's happening. People are like, they need to leave. It's like, what's the point? They're here, they're doing jobs you're not willing to do too, right? So it's kind of
in my book, I don't think Ellie like could ever break out of social class or gain any more power. He was born a Jew, and that's what he had to identify for, like, as the rest of his life. And if Ellie tried to rebel or hide from Germans, like, in these times, he probably would have been killed very quickly.
And I think especially because she's a Jew, and in that time of era, it's kind of like, if you're a Jew, you're like nothing. It's like you're treated really poorly, so it's kind of like that stereotype that we still have anti-Semitism, right? So it's kind of like it's hard for you to really be like to step out of your comfort zone if you're a Jew. So it's like that's pretty difficult.
In my book, I think Amir, he didn't really stand up for like his values, like what he believed in. But I think like if you consider like him and his father, like they did break up their social class once, but not really, like, in a conventional way. Like, moving to America, they went from, like, high class to, like, low class. And, like, they basically left everything behind, and they struggled. They struggled to fit in when they first went to America. And then his dad, like, worked really hard. Like, he worked long, tiring shifts, and he eventually became manager at the gas station. And, like, in addition to that, like, Baba also buys a Volkswagen bus. It was, like, little, it was, like, hippie.
The vans,
And with that, like, him and Amir would go around to the garage sales every Saturday to, like, buy stuff that they would sell the next day at the flea market. And, like, at the flea market, like, the Afghanistan section was all like people who used to be like doctors, professors, and like ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So like all those people that are successful, like they all have the same mindset on like how they're gonna climb up and be
mm-hmm.
successful again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like people with enough like determination and like hard work, they can climb up. Like just
mm-hmm.
like Baba, he strived to be the best at what he did, like even working at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, why do they have to move?
Because of the war, the Soviet war.
Yeah.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I think it's possible for baby to like break out of her social class. It's just, it's something she'd have to work really hard with. You know, like she can't go down the path that she's already heading
mm-hmm.
down, which is like drugs, hanging out with the wrong people, and making these choices that are going to affect her for the rest of her life at like 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it like really sucks she doesn't have like an adult figure to look up to. But, you know, it's up to her to like push herself out. And I think it's possible because like she is in a really difficult situation, but if she sticks to school
mm-hmm.
and she sticks to working on what she wants to do,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's possible for her to get
mm-hmm.
out of it, including when you get to grade 12, because it's like, oh, like, I can't go to school, I can't afford it. Well, you can work to get, like, money,
yeah.
and you can do, like,
it's
scholarships,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, at this time, I guess there wasn't student loans, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, scholarships, that was still a thing that
mm-hmm.
at that time, right? So you could still work to get that, and,
And I think for baby, like, she's 13, right? You said?
Yeah.
I think finding what she likes and finding a hobby or finding a passion, that might also help. Because
yeah.
then she's kind of like, I really like to do these kind of stuff. Like, so she digs more deeper into that.
Yeah.
And she finds interest in what she
yeah.
does, right?
You
so
definitely
that would be...
You definitely see it in when she goes to the community center, like how much she likes being around the kids and like
mm-hmm.
how much she likes coordinating the dances and stuff
mm-hmm.
that they were going to do in the parade. And like, you could see how much she liked it, but then Jules ripped it away from her.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's the thing. I don't think he'd ever rip school away from her because
mm-hmm.
he can't. So for her, it was like the hobby thing. I think she could find it. It's just like, keeping it from Jules,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who has, like, all the power in your book and why?
In my book, Baba had a lot of power because everything he did was powerful and respectable.
Mm-hmm.
In Kabul, he helped others by creating businesses for people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he built an orphanage. And,
yeah.
like, he helped build it, like, himself. Like,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
after fleeing Kabul, on the back of the truck that they're being transported on,
mm-hmm.
He risked his life by standing up against a Soviet soldier who was preying on a married woman.
Yeah.
And, like, he did this with a gun pointing at his face. And he was willing to die for a stranger for the sake of what was right.
Mm.
And after Amir graduated from university, him and Baba went to a bar to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so proud of Amir that he, like, said, he told everyone, like, drinks are on me. And then, like, he instantly, like, gained the respect of everyone who was in there
mm-hmm.
and just, like, turned into a party. So
mm-hmm.
even as, like, a, quote, like, low-class citizen, he still had the same influence, like, positive influence on everyone
yeah.
as he did in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, the German army and Hitler
yeah.
have all the power,
yeah.
obviously.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah, and they are just suppressing the Jews with
mm-hmm.
violence and slavery in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had control of all the land, so they took advantage of the Jews in every
mm-hmm.
way possible. So.
Yeah. In my novel, the Prime Minister and the Pink Palace has the most power, because I remember in this one chapter, the Prime Minister comes and is willing to have, like, sex with the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
But the black woman is kind of forced because it's her job and she needs money.
Yeah.
So she does whatever she can to get money. So she's kind of, like, flirting with him, I guess. But, like, he is able to do that. And he is able to use women for his own benefit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of... Whenever I think of that scene, it's disgusting because it's very detailed and I just get very uncomfortable.
It's definitely like that
in my
book
too. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable, but like, and Pink Palace is also extremely powerful because Charity, Kida's sister, is in Pink Palace almost being abused.
Mm-hmm.
Kida's motive changes and he is willing to run the marathon for Charity, and so that he could really save Charity, I guess, because Pink Palace is like, bring us $15,000 and you'll get your sister back. It's kind of that thing. So Kida's motive completely changed because of Pink Palace. Yeah, so I think Pink Palace has a lot of power with Kida as well.
Yeah. I don't like, for me, there's not like a single person in Lullabies for Little Criminals that like has all of the power.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's like Jules, but
yeah.
Like he kind of like, he's in and out for like the first like half of the book, so he doesn't really hold a lot of power. And then you get to like just after like halfway through, and he has like a lot of power, looks like, physically and emotionally over Baby. So like, you know, like he punches her in the head because he like was claiming she was being a whore, and it was kind of like,
yeah,
okay, he has a lot of physical power over her.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say in the book altogether, it's adults. Adults have all the power, including because Baby is a child. She's 12, 13. Like, you're not sound mind at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like for her, it's really difficult because she can't make her own choices. She can't move away from her dad. She technically could, like, you know, call social services, be like, my dad's beating me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, it's why it's either stay with her dad or end up in the system.
It's because she's so young. She doesn't know the world
yet. Yeah.
That's why even though she, like, although she, like, she's encountered a lot of drugs and everything like that, but she's still young and she hasn't grown.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen the world
in
a different light. So I think that's why she's not able to find help.
Yeah, and you can kind of see that change when she starts to, the light of the world starts to dim for her, because it's, she, like, right as she turns 13, it's like she starts to realize that the world is like really dark and she doesn't like it. And she starts to flip from like childhood to adulthood, and she's always like, I can tell, like, all like the adults have the power over her because it's all she wants to be. She just wants to be an adult. So I feel like she thinks she'll have the power of her life when she's an adult. I think she knows that, because that's true. You do have power over your life when you're an adult.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what being an adult is, and I think that's what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she wants to be an adult, so she can take control of her life. And I think, yeah.
Do you think the guy that Baby was hanging out with,
the,
like,
pimp?
Alphonse,
yeah.
Do you think he had, like, power because of, like, his, like, influence on her and, like...
Yeah, definitely. I think that was the biggest thing, because she kind of had, like, a little crush on him, and I think that he knew that, and, like, he took advantage of that, and then had her, like, pulling tricks for him on, like, the street corner, right? And was, like, purposely selling her off to men to do things with her, right? And even those are graphic things to read, and I had to put down the book. Like, even Mr. Barrington at the beginning said, like, you know, there's parts where you put down the book and you're like, well, that was a part where I was like, put down the book, and I was like, that happened. That really just happened.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like pretty weird. But like, how does like your character's social class influence their identity?
Yes and yes.
Oh, sorry. No. I did.
Oh, you did?
The first
one
to answer.
Sorry.
This question sort of relates back to the second question about, like, the social structure affecting my character.
Yeah.
I think Amir's social class influences his identity, because growing up in a rich family, he had everything handed to him.
Yeah.
He didn't have to start from scratch and work his way up to be successful on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And this allowed him to be, like, the voiceless and immature person that he was.
Yeah.
And additionally, Amir's social position above Hassan, who was like a minority, influenced his decisions and how he treated Hassan, and he begins to like adapt society's racist views towards Hazaras.
Yeah.
And this is seen when like Amir asserts his social hierarchy on Hassan and throws pomegranate seeds at him one time, and like he did that hoping that Hassan would retaliate on him and hit him back, so Amir could like calm his guilt for witnessing Hassan's rape and not doing anything. Instead, Hassan like doesn't do anything, and instead like takes a pomegranate and smashes it on his own face, and this makes Amir very angry and like makes him like question his morals and values and like challenge him to like reflect on like who he was and like
yeah.
yeah.
Well, yeah, because obviously it's, like, what they do, right? Like, servants their entire lives. It's, I have to please my master. And obviously if he's doing that and throwing pomegranate seeds at him, like, what is he going to do? Like, he's not going to punch you. You're his master. He's not going to do that.
Yeah, I feel like the person, the type of person that Hassan was, like, even if he wasn't, like, even if they were just friends, like, that's the type that, that's the thing that he would do still. Because, like, he was kind of, like, the opposite of, there was a character, SF, I think that was the bully. He's the one who raped Hassan. He was the one who would, like, force, like, the racist. He's basically, like, he supported Hitler and, like, everything. And he's basically, like, influenced Amir. That's why he was, like,
sort of
treating Hassan way. And then, but, however, like, Hassan was, like, the opposite. Instead of forcing it, he would, like, do that type of stuff to, like, make Amir, like, question himself.
Okay.
In my book, Ellie's bottom class of being a Jew, like anti-Semitism and the Holocaust, greatly altered his identity.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Holocaust, Ellie was a student of God, and he could already not express his faith in fear of oppression from the Hungarian police or the Gestapo that came and lived in his community. Although his family still prayed and practiced their religion in the safety of their home. And after Ellie saw children's bodies being burned alive and getting split from his mother and his sisters, not knowing what happened to them and in these tough circumstances, he like denied his faith and couldn't believe in his God. So this really changed him as a person and his identity. And he did not believe God could let this happen in this world, and that's what made him lose his faith, ultimately.
Yeah, and especially because, not relating it to the Holocaust, but you know how the Israel and the Palestine conflict is still happening?
Yeah.
So, Jews are kind of like, their identity is really strong. Like, I think for the longest time, their identity has been pretty much the same, and they can't really get out of their own identity.
Yeah,
really.
Same. Yeah.
And we kind of make it seem like Jews, their identity is really negative. We kind of make it seem like that, but it's not true.
I feel like people view the Jewish people as a race.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a race, it's a religion. And like we talked about this in history once, and there was a huge debate around it, and a lot of people, for their points, was treating it as it was like a race. It's like, it's not a people, it's not a blood type, which is what Hitler basically had used. It's like, if you have this in your blood, you're a Jew. And it's not a blood, it's their religion. It's just a lifestyle they follow. It's like being Muslim or Catholic or Christian. Like, it's just, it affects your lifestyle. It doesn't affect who you are physically. It's just who, like, what you do, what you believe in. So I feel like that's why they've always been, like, for some reason throughout history, have been treated as a culture, not as a, like, religion.
Yeah, the Hungarian police had, like, they could, like, had a list and, like, could identify all the Jewish people in the community, like, all the immigrant Jewish people, like, to see who got transported, and then all, like, the normal, like, non-Jewish, like, different religions, they had a way, and they just use the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
For my book, I don't think Kira's identity of coming from a poor family would not change.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of his social class, his identity, such as being like a green character, like a character who continually grows, and a red character who continually has passion, comes with him because of his social class. He tries his best all the time. He strives for his goals all the time. And I think he is willing to sacrifice his life for charity because he has nothing to lose. Because he's been through that poor social class where he had restriction, he had limitations.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, whatever, like, I could die from this cause, like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And his poor background shapes his identity in becoming a strong and committed person, and he is very determined to his task right now, to save charity. So I think it somewhat positively influenced Kira, but not all the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like for baby, it definitely is, I don't think it really actually influenced her that much, to be honest, because you can see at the beginning of the book, like, she really doesn't notice her situation. She just, like, focuses, like, oh, my, I love my dad. He's so fun. Mm-hmm. He's, like, my best friend. And, like, I think she knows. Like, she subconsciously knows that, like, she doesn't, like, they don't have a lot of money. And I think she knows that. But then when he gives her gifts on her 12th birthday, you know, even though they're small little things or things from the thrift store, she loves them either way. And she's just, like, she enjoys these small things. And I think that's kind of how it influenced her a little bit, was that, like, she learned to be thankful for what she had because she knows that she doesn't have a lot and she could have nothing because she's that close to having nothing. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, for someone like me, like, I come from, like, a middle-upper-class family and, like, I basically get anything I want, to admit, not anymore, but it's kind of like, you know, you learn once you're so close to it. So for me, I'm like, I can't imagine my life with nothing. Because it's so hard, because I've never been that close. So it's kind of interesting to see baby have such a good imagination and to love everything that she has. So I think it's like, yeah. All right, guys. It was a great discussion. Love the topics. It was a good time. Okay. All right. Good job.